البيان راديو بريزنتس رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue inshallah with Ramadan Q&A and continue with the i'tikaf inshallah ta'ala. If a person has a secluded corner in the masjid or a tent that he has, is it better for him to do his morning adhkar after Fajr where he prays in the spot he prays at? Or can he go straight to the place he's dedicated for i'tikaf? Al-Imam Bukhari and Muslim narrated that the Prophet ﷺ كان إذا صلى الغداة دخل مكانه الذي اعتكف فيه. They narrated that the Prophet ﷺ, when he would pray Fajr, he would then go straight to the area where he does i'tikaf. So Ibn al-Mulaqqin rahimahullah ta'ala, he said from this hadith, there is a narration that states that it is a sunnah. We understand that it is a sunnah. If you do an i'tikaf and you have prayed al-fajr with the imam, to go directly to your spot that you've dedicated. That's if you have a spot that's dedicated for you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. To go there, do your adhkar there, and do not sit in that place that you prayed till fajr or sunrise. You can go straight to your i'tikaf area, do your adhkar, read Quran up until sunrise, and then you can pray duha. Allahu alam. If you leave the masjid to use the bathroom, does it break your i'tikaf doing so? If a masjid doesn't have toilets, let's say, and you have to leave the masjid to go use the bathroom, Ibn al-Mundhir rahimahullahu ta'ala, he narrated al-ijma', and he said, وَأَجْمَعُ عَلَى أَنَّ لِلْمُعْتَكِفِ أَن يَخْرُجَ عَن مُعْتَكَفِهِ لِلْغَائِطِ وَالْبَوْلِ. He said that the scholars agreed that it is permissible for the person doing i'tikaf to leave the masjid to use the bathroom, and there's no issues, bi'idhnillah. His i'tikaf is not nullified. In addition to that, can a mu'takif, if he's doing i'tikaf in a place that doesn't have the Friday prayers prayed there, can he leave that place to pray Jumu'ah prayer? The scholars said that it is mandatory upon him to leave to pray Jumu'ah, because fard, salat al-Jumu'ah is fard. And if you're praying or doing i'tikaf in a musalla that doesn't host Friday prayers, you have to leave, pray Friday prayers, and go back straight to the masjid. Can you eat and drink in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? Yes, you can, as long as you do not cause mess in the masjid. As Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, there's no harm for you to eat or drink in the masjid with the condition of placing a sufra beneath you to make sure that the masjid doesn't get dirty and that you do not make mess for those musallin who come and pray after you. If you need to get food and water, can you leave the masjid to buy food and water? The scholars say if you have somebody that can bring food and water and provide it and bring it and deliver it to the masjid, then you cannot leave the masjid for that purpose. It does break your i'tikaf. If you have nobody that delivers water and food for you and organizes it, and you have to go buy it from the marketplace, that is fine, inshallah ta'ala, with the condition again that there's nobody that can deliver it. But alhamdulillah, nowadays with all these delivery companies out there, it's not an issue. People can deliver it literally to the masjid. If somebody's family are waking up for suhoor and he's calling them and they aren't responsive or responding, can he leave the masjid to wake them up for suhoor? The scholars of the permanent committee, they said, لا بأس بخروجه وقت السحور لإيقاظ أهله. There is no harm for him to leave his masjid to wake his family up for suhoor so they can have suhoor and be prepared for Salat al-Fajr if they cannot wake up on their own. If they can't wake up, alhamdulillah, now with all the alarms and the phones and everything, I don't think this is an issue nowadays. But again, in severe cases where the family aren't waking up and they need to take medications, for example, and they're not responding to your phone calls and you're worried they might be sleeping and they might miss their medications, you can leave, wake them up, and come straight back to the masjid. Now, what's the minimum and the maximum duration of i'tikaf? The scholars agreed that there is no maximum duration for i'tikaf. Now, there's no maximum duration for i'tikaf, as in Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala narrated. What about the minimum duration? Ibn Abd al-Barr, he said, according to Abu Hanifa wa Shafi'i and the majority of the scholars, there's no limitation on the minimum amount that you can do i'tikaf. Ibn Hajar, he said, though the scholars differed in relation, subhanAllah, to i'tikaf, some of them, they made a condition that it is the minimum. The minimum i'tikaf you can do is one day. So they said the minimum i'tikaf you can do is one day. Others say there is no condition. As long as the duration you're spending in the masjid for i'tikaf is considered a stay in the masjid, then that can be i'tikaf. And you're sitting for an hour to read Quran, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, to attend a lesson, you can have inshallah the intention for i'tikaf. But if you're coming just for praise, a lot of scholars say that cannot be considered as i'tikaf. You're coming to the masjid, and if it was permissible for you to do it as i'tikaf, the Prophet always prayed in the masjid, the companions always prayed in the masjid, there's no narration that states they did i'tikaf or the intention for i'tikaf in that regard. If somebody can ask, مثلاً, if they have work and studies, they say, look, I can't do the full 10 days, I need to go uni or I need to go to work, what do I do in that case? Can I do part-time i'tikaf? Ibn Uthaymeen said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the sunnah of the i'tikaf is for the person to do i'tikaf in the last 10 days, the full 10 days. If somebody cannot do that, he said, whoever does i'tikaf on one night of the last 10 nights, then bi'idhnillah, he will get rewarded for that night. He will get rewarded for the i'tikaf on that night. But again, he hasn't nailed the sunnah of doing i'tikaf in the last 10 nights or the last 10 days of Ramadan, Allahu alam. Now, wallahu alam. So we'll stop here for today, inshallah, and we'll continue tomorrow. Jazakumullah khair, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.